One, two, girls, come on! Those are the words of Hurricanes Sanya in their Eurovision 2021 song. But this video, this is not about semifinal two. We are looking at today's first rehearsals for the big five, that is the UK, Spain, Italy, France, and Germany, plus the host country, the Netherlands. We're gonna go around and pick our winner, our runner-up, and our biggest grower. Are you ready?
Let's do this!
All right, you guys, let's kick this off with Diego from Colombia. Who is your winner of the Big Five plus the Netherlands, the automatic qualifiers?
Definitely my winner is France. It's my winner from today. She did exactly the same staging from the final, the French final.
Yeah.
Eurovision France, c'est vous qui décidez. We were expecting that, actually, because she said she wasn't going to change anything from her performance. And actually, that's a clever idea. If you have something good, why you should change it? There is something that I actually find really a bit disturbing at the end, but of course this was a rehearsal, and it was, you know, the camera movement at the end of the song when she's like, the camera is moving like really fast, exactly. This exact movement on the French national final was amazing, was memorable, was delicious. Here it didn't work like that, but I think they are going to work on that, because actually Alexandra, the head of delegation from France, she said that they were looking for the best lighting, the best camera angles and everything. So I'm sure that this is going to be better, but this is the same staging from France improved. I mean, the graphics on the floor when she becomes like birds, it's simply beautiful. So yeah, and Barbara, I mean, she's perfection. She is, yeah, she's amazing.
We should point out, we only saw one run through. They're normally three, but they turned the cameras off. They were probably testing things. So for all we know, they ended up finding a better jagged moment at the end. Before we come to Suzanne for her winner, I just want to say shout out to the student hotel in Rotterdam where we're filming this video. May the student in you never die. You keep learning, you keep striving, you keep slaying from academia to the world. Yes. Did I buy you enough time to pick a winner?
I thought you were coming to me last.
I'm not. You're up. Suzanne.
And it's my winner for the day.
Your winner. Your number one of these six.
But I have three.
You can name one. You have one vote.
So Ducky Doo. Ducky Doo was.
Listen, this is. Girl, we have to go to bed.
I'm so tired.
I know Ducky Doo. So Sue, Ducky Doo away. From Ducky Doo to Sue, who is your winner? Girl.
Does Ducky Doo get a picture?
Ducky Doo does not have a vote. So I need Suzanne Adams, the real Suzanne Adams, to please stand up.
Okay. Of these six, my winner today, gosh, I'm so tainted by my experience today.
Girl.
My I just can't. I'm so tired.
Would you like me to make you a coffee? Because this video needs to be filmed and it needs to go up.
France is my winner today.
Yes.
I was absolutely blown away by Barbara. I said it earlier, and I mean this in the best way possible. It was just so French. The leading up to that final voila, the releasing of the birds. It was everything. I was a little bit, I was surprised at what she was wearing based on the video, but I loved the black lace bustier top on her. She is a vision. She fills up the stage in a way that is just so magnificent.
Well said. My winner is also France. Barbara Pravi, voila. Voila, the potential winner of Eurovision 2021. Okay, this was ready to go back at their national selection. Now it's even more ready to go. She got rid of the silver reflective body piece, and instead it's just the black bustier. Maybe that's because they wanted to reflect less light. There's more darkness now in some way, so she really is stepping out of those shadows. I think the visual with the birds, that's a moment. It's a real moment. Previously, they had stars, they had tundra, they had the birds. I liked all of that. If I'm not mistaken, they got rid of that stuff, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, the stars.
Yeah.
They got rid of the stars.
I really liked that visual.
It was really nice because you were feeling that she was in a, you know, in the middle of the universe.
So yeah, a woman alone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like like
now,
Sputnik
now
in space.
Playing with smoke on the lighting.
Right.
Instead of the stars.
It's also very nice. This is just so classy. This is so chic. The emotion here is sincere. It's very authentic. You feel her pain. It's a big song, big notes, lots of drama, and yet it feels so intimate, like she's speaking to you, like she's having a conversation with you. I just think that's so, so powerful. Vocally, she was perfect. She looked absolutely beautiful. I love, love, love. I know you think that it needs some work, and I'm sure they will refine it, but when the camera gets all jagged, it does give you a sense of, whoa, something's happening. This is the climax of the song. She's breaking free. She's changing. Voila. You know what I mean? You need that Petit Mort, you know? You need that.
I like that part, and I love that part. The thing is, I don't know if you pay attention, like, really, but when they did that, they actually showed the cables in the back.
You saw cables.
Yeah, I saw cables. I saw like boxes in the back. So that's why.
Oh my god!
I know they need something.
It was just a rehearsal. The thing is,
exactly.
They master it in France. They'll master it here. You know what? Put the cables under the sofa. That's what we do. Tuck it in behind your IKEA lamp. They'll figure it out. I'm not worried. Because what you have to look at is the big picture. What they've come to play with, and what they've come to play with is a beautiful hand. Okay. And now they just got to figure out how to bam reveal that flush, and they will. This is perfection. You know, in the Wee Wee Jury, I only gave out 2 tens, and this was one of them. And I am so glad that has been vindicated, honey. Quick question before we move on. Do you think she can win Eurovision?
She can win Eurovision.
First time in 44 years that France will win. She can win Eurovision.
She can win Eurovision. This is banging. You know, to go back to the horse analogy, we're in a horse race, and there are only two or three horses that are still galloping towards that finish line. She's a beautiful mare. She's a beautiful mare because she doesn't, I'm sure she does have sturdy legs, but they're not on show, so I can't make the stallion comparison. But she is a fine thoroughbred mare with a beautiful mane, galloping, my queen. All right. Our runners-up, our second place, starting with Diego.
My second place is definitely Italy. I think this is a battle against the giants. It's Italy was just, I mean, they show what they did in Sanremo, which was actually amazing, and here they just confirm that they are here to rock the stage of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. They are, you know, it's this rock, but it's so classy at the same time, and they have this thing that they involve you in the performance, and they conquer you.
They can conquer you, boo.
Yeah, like they are.
So, they pull you in.
Yes, exactly. The song is good. I really like Italy today. I think it's another strong contender for the victory.
You know what? I'm actually going to skip Suzanne because my runner-up is also Italy. Italy was amazing. It had the feel of a real rock concert at the O2. The lighting effects, the silhouettes of people from floor to ceiling in the background. The singer with no shirt, but it's not...
Oh my god.
I knew that noise was coming. It's not because he's attractive. It's because it fits with the emotional intensity, the rawness
but
of the song.
Is he attractive?
He's very handsome. We had an interview afterwards. Not Domino. Damiano. I am so tired. Damiano was so warm, so fun, so friendly. He told us an emotional story about how when they were in high school, you know, he was bullied because people didn't like their sexuality, their gender expression, all sorts of things. He's a lovely person. The group is just lovely. Watch our interview on the Wee Wee Blogs YouTube channel. You'll see really complete people with a lot of depth. I think sometimes when people say rocky musician, they like, oh, you know, they wear mascara and have strange clothes. No, they have a point of view. They got fashion sense, and these guys and gals have heart, okay? They have heart. But putting all that to the side, even if you don't know that, on stage, they portray this very cool, like, detached rocker. They're detached, but they're in it. And they're in it to win it. This looked expensive. Blind Channel, to me, from Finland, I prefer their song. But the visuals here are just excellent. And it really elevates it. I wish them all the best. Hey, if Europe's in a rock mood that night, if all the emotional songs like Bulgaria and France are canceling each other out, maybe a rock entry sneaks through. Who knows? Suzanne, you are runner-up.
Do we have another question after this?
We're on number two, your second place. After this, we will go to growers, improvers, who rose like a phoenix.
Well, I'm going to answer both questions.
That's fine. Who is your runner-up?
Well, first, Ducky Doo is going to share.
Oh, my God.
Ducky Doo loved Spain. Spain really speaks to Ducky Doo's heart. Okay.
Ducky Doo is a plastic bath implement. He does not have a heart.
Ducky Doo.
The thing is, when you're so tired, you do, it has the same effects of being drunk. And I think that's where you're at. It's been a really long week and we're struggling. But
we're certainly not drinking because we have to get our COVID test every 48 hours.
But things improve from tomorrow. So please, let's all push right. through.
So now that Ducky Doo has shared how much he loves Spain, my runner up and my grower for today is Italy.
Oh!
I think Måneskin was maybe 17 on my initial list.
It's a very precise number.
I think it was 17 of 39. Blind Channel was 4. And I found their initial video to be a little bit eerie, but I was captivated from the moment they stepped on stage today. Damiano. Wow, like I did my drawing on the live stream today. I drew his biceps. I drew his abdominals.
This is a family show.
I couldn't stop staring at Damiano. But the entire time, I think everyone, now Barbara elicited the loudest applause, but we were all just enthralled and banging our heads to Måneskin. And then they came by and they spent a little bit of time with us on our live stream, and they're all just so lovely, yeah. All four of them. They've been friends since they were 15, I believe they shared. They've been doing this music thing together since high school, and no wonder they seem like a total package because they've been doing this together for years. I was just utterly impressed by their performance today. I was utterly impressed by all four of them. They were just so lovely. So they are my runner-up and they are my grower.
Grazie mille for that passionate response. Now, you guys, it's time to discuss our biggest grower. Suzanne, you've already named yours. So I'm going to go to Diego. Who improved the most for you today?
Can I skip that?
So none of the others improved for you?
No, actually, I think UK is still like, no. The Netherlands, no. Spain continues to sink in the bottom of the table for me. And Germany, even if I, well, if I have to pick one, I will pick Germany.
Yay! Ding, ding, ding!
I will pick Germany.
So tell us, what did you like about Germany, your biggest grower? And our cameraman, are you okay, honey? Sinan has taken a spill. Thumbs up. All right. We can call the ambulance.
You know, I know a really nice doctor in South Rotterdam, and he's open. Oh, my gosh, they closed 25 minutes ago.
All right, Jindrik, Germany.
I think he has a point on everything he's doing. Even if I'm not a fan of the song, I really like what he's doing with the staging and you know all of this joy he's bringing
yes.
to his performance and the dancing off. I love the tap dancing he's doing. So yeah, I don't have. I have to be honest. I don't have much to say about the song because I'm not a fan of the song. But if it has to be one, it's gotta be him.
Yeah, I've got to say, I don't really have a grower either. I think people typically met my expectations where I thought they would meet my expectations. So let's talk about Germany. Germany has some great moments. The tap dancing is brilliant. And then that segment where it's dun, 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 and he's doing all that crazy dancing. You see his vibrancy there, his energy, his love, his zest for life. I love, love, love those two sections. The rest of it, at times, I just don't feel it fills the atmosphere. It doesn't fill the stage. I think they get swallowed by the stage. And I think, you know, in the trumpet section, I don't want to say that I'm bored, but like, I'm just waiting for something to happen. I feel like I'm waiting for those big moments as opposed to being dragged along to the big moments. But it's very likable. That's not shade. This is very likable, very friendly. He's so charismatic, attractive, blonde, ambition, slaying, energy, ukulele. I like the finger. There are lots of elements to like the battle on the screen, battle with the finger. The finger is here, and then him and his dancers are there. And as they go like this, the wall kind of changes in color with the finger moving. That's all very cool. I just wish there was more connectivity, like big moment, okay, big moment, okay, as opposed to big moment, building to this moment, do you know what I mean? I want that connectivity, and I don't know how you get there. Maybe it's a matter of changing camera angles so that, because when you pan out, I lose the energy. I lose the vigor and excitement, except in the bam, 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 bam section, because they're doing so much, it fills the space. All right. Suzanne, thoughts on Yendrik?
So much fun energy. Bright, shiny, happy people, y'all. I like the way it opens up with kind of like this black and white fun newspaper print in the background. And then they've got like all of these paint bursts, I'll call them, just bursts of color that look like paint splattering. People, purple, pink, yellow, green, blue, orange. And it was just, it was fun. I noticed that Yendrik got a new ukulele. This pretty white ukulele. And again, this was their first rehearsal, so I'm not gonna slam it. It was bright, shiny, happy, fun.
All right, let's talk about the United Kingdom. James Newman Embers. I'll kick this off. I really like this idea of two large white trumpets, horns blowing at each other, him walking between the horns, around the horns, dancing. I think it's a clever set piece because the trumpet is so crucial to this song. It's very organic. Now, I wish it was more dynamic. I think there needs to be more of a journey. However, there are some really nice lighting moments. It's hard to describe, but you know, there's reds and there's whites, and then towards the end, he's surrounded in maybe turquoise, Moroccan oil-colored lights. Like, lights encircle him, basically, coming from up to below. It's quite nice. I wish that the staging kind of amped up the paciness, because right now I love it for like 90 seconds and I'm like, okay, is it gonna change more? It doesn't ever change that much. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but it's okay, because he is a very good performer and like very warm and likable. I like his coat. I think they've styled him very well. Yeah, it's just, I like this song a lot. And so I was hoping for kind of, you know, epic staging, and instead I got good staging. So, you know, this is not an insult. I got good staging, but I wanted like epic, like whoa! Like last year when we saw that iceberg he had planned, that's like whoa! Whereas this is like two large trumpets, you know, it's like whoa, that's nice. Suzanne.
I like the song. It's a nice love song. I like... What?
I'm just waiting for Ducky Doo to spring back to life.
I like James Newman's voice. The lighting effects in Embers was a little bit different than what we saw in a lot of the other songs. I have a feeling that the United Kingdom is just going to place better this year than it has in years past.
It deserves to.
It does. It sounds good. It looks good. The one part of that I really enjoyed, I think the trumpets are great, but there's one part towards the end of the song where these turquoise thin beams of light rather surround James, and I like that moment in his staging. So wishing the United Kingdom so much luck, and I really do think that James is going to take it to another level.
Is there a climax in the staging and song? Like, do you, is there an it moment, like a winning moment? You know, like Jamala had her tree, Dami'im had that note, Barbara Pravi has that ending, Victoria has that moment.
Eden comes out in braids.
Girls looks naked. Does James, the UK, have that moment?
Decky, do you think we need to watch it again?
Diego, let's move on to you.
The end, when the music is over.
Oh no.
Does that mean you don't like the song?
I don't like the song. I don't connect to the song. I'm going to say what I said in my Wee Wee Jury review. I think this is a song that you put in a club when the party's over.
Keep, you know, the shade button.
You know when the party's over and they turn
Ducky
the
Jew
lights
is
on?
Going to peck you.
I really respect James Newman as a composer, as an artist. I mean, he's... Wow.
You know, it's really cool. Rudimental.
And he said actually on today's press conference that he wrote over 15 songs for Eurovision.
Oh, wow.
And he picked Embers because he was feeling connected to this song.
Oh, nice.
And it's nice, but I don't get that connection. I mean, it's not that I don't get that connection. Of course, I don't know why he wrote that song, but I don't like the song. I don't like the vibe of the song. I don't like the music. We're talking just about the music, the song. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Well, look, he wrote this to celebrate his wife and how they're enduring love. In many ways, it's similar to 10 years, but it's about, we're going to keep these embers burning, girl. We're going to keep this fire alive. And so I get his personal connection to it. And I do get that warmth, that upbeat positivity. We can do this. We can burn bright. So I personally do connect to it. But for me, it's just not... At a Eurovision, I like to have a moment, right? Like a climax, that thing you can latch on to. He's got lots of nice elements here, and this is very well done. You could hear this on the radio. I'm looking forward to hearing it on the radio in the UK. Y'all better play this song in the UK. But no, I do understand your reservations. I understand. And I respect them, and we move on. So... we are now at the point in the show where we discuss who we haven't discussed yet. So let's kick it off with...
the Netherlands.
I was just about to say that, boo. Yes, the Netherlands, Jean-Gu McCroy. Suzanne, why don't you kick us off with your thoughts on Jean-Gu's Birth of a New Age?
Jean-Gu wears a blue suit.
I'd actually say this is not a suit. It's sort of a short coat cut down to here. Underneath it are, I think, are Surinamese patterns, like almost like it's like so black leather, black leather design,
like
design.
Suit. Like I could see Michael Jackson wearing this jacket. It's like it has shoulder pads and it comes, you know, it tapers in by the waist. Ooh, yeah. And it's a little bit above the waist. And it looked to me like he was wearing a lady's, like,
that's his dress.
Yeah, bra top, like a lady's sports bra in black and hot pink. And then he's wearing, you know, blue pants and he has on an ethnic sort of belt. So Birth of the New Age is just, it's full of culture. It's full of Jean-Gu. He is feeling it. He has a message to share. And your motion is your oh my
god. Your rhythm is rebellion.
Thank you. I'm so tired. Your rhythm is rebellion. And he has this message to deliver, which is, we have risen. And I think it's a beautiful message. I think especially coming off the past, you know, 15, 16 months we've had, it's just a beautiful song. I kind of feel like it's Hamilton-ish to go back to Broadway. I love his backup dancers. They're all wearing different sort of eclectic outfits. And I love all of the colors. The colors kind of signify unity to me. Yes.
Did you pay attention that one of his dancers is
his twin brother?
Yeah.
Talk about connection. They shared a uterus.
They did. We shared a uterus, not at the same time.
Not at the same time, it's different. It's like many people have been in our hotel room, but it matters who's in the hotel room with you at the time you're asleep.
We were not in the uterus at the same time, certainly, but we were in the same
So I was in a used, you had first dibs. Oh, no, you had second dibs.
You're right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Wasn't
and you were fourth. Okay, anyway.
Well, that we know of, confirmed, because, you know, the anyway, we'll talk about that off camera. Go on.
No, that's four. Oh, my God. Okay.
You know what? Anyway, the fifth. Harmony. Just go on. We'll talk about this later.
Now I'm really confused.
Fifth Harmony girl, move.
The plot really thickens. Okay, so... And then at one point he's singing in Surinamese, and he really wants everyone to understand his message. And so the words are on the screen, which I thought was really lovely, because that's, you know, so often I have to go look at the lyrics.
You will not in this case, break me. You cannot.
You don't have to go
me.
Look at the lyrics. But it's just, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful song. I just almost feel like, compared to so many of the other entries this year, that it's just probably lacking a bit to rise to the top.
So what I like is the journey. It starts off in grays, then you see little cracks, and by the end there's like a splatter paint explosion. There are colors everywhere, and that's a real journey from being oppressed and put down to realizing that rhythm is your rebellion and that you cannot be broken. And then what do? You sashay down the runway with your boys and girls. Okay, everyone on the stage joins him, and they march this walk of independence. They are playing with, you know, it's genderless. They're representing all sexualities. They're representing all, you know, fashion styles, and it's about openness. It's about hashtag open up. It's got a beautiful message. That's all wonderful. So the birth of the new age has arrived, and Zhangu is leading the way. I do take your point. When it comes to voting in a competition, the host country often struggles because people are like, we already there. We're not going to give you the trophy again. But this...
Plus, people in the Netherlands are going to love Stefania, right? Also.
Well, people, you can't vote for your own country, honey.
I know, but she's representing Greece.
Yes, but that doesn't impact on Zhangu.
I'm so confused. I'll just stop talking.
In any case, in terms of the scoreboard, I do see this struggling because I think, you know, in a pop song competition, typically, obviously there's Ukraine and there are examples. Typically, you know, this is a commercial contest. Amber Asuchi, Loreen's choreographer, told me recently. She said, Eurovision is a commercial product. And Loreen was not commercial at all, actually, in her staging. It was more of an art theater piece, but it had a commercial song. This has neither a commercial staging nor a commercial song musical aspect, if you know what I'm saying. So it's going full on art, whereas Loreen bridged the two. And so by that metric, I think this will struggle on the scoreboard. But that's okay, because what he's doing is more important. He is slaying, representing his cultures, you know, from Suriname to the Netherlands. I love this man. I will not say a bad word about him. He is so kind, so nice. He's a statuesque figure on this stage. He looks real tall, doesn't he? On that stage, he looks real tall. He's a presence, and I have nothing but love for him. But I do think this will struggle on the scoreboard. Diego.
Listen, you already say everything about the staging. I'm just going to say the same I feel about this song. I was expecting this to happen, to him to show some culture in the staging. Or I was actually wondering, how is he going to recreate or represent this message he wants to show to the world with his song? Because he is just being himself. And he did it, I think, in the vision he had in his head. So I think it's good. However, I am not feeling the song. But he is incredible. Yes. Performer, singer. I think, I don't know why, but for me, For me, grow still in my head. And it's a battle. I mean, I can't left grow behind. I think grow was a fantastic song. So yeah, I think the same as you, it's gonna struggle in the final. I don't think it's gonna be last, but I think it's gonna be near.
We're gonna come to our last place predictions at the end of this video, because I think that potentially last place may come from this group of songs. Let's move on. Let's move forward. Another country we haven't discussed is Spain. This is emotional. singing to his deceased grandmother and indeed father. This past year has been very difficult for him. It's been a struggle. And he had to write a song amid all of this, record a song, film a video. That's not easy. So props to him for making this happen, yes? We can all just give him oodles of respect. He's feeling this moment. In our interview on the Weeby Blogs YouTube channel from a few months ago, he said his mission here is to have a moment of connection, you know, with his grandmother who passed away, with his father, and he's going to have that. Because this was, when he was singing, I knew he was feeling. You felt it too. Yeah. And that's beautiful. That is beautiful. There's a gorgeous moon. Beautiful moon. The biggest moon I've ever seen on a Eurovision stage. Big old moon. Big old block of cheese I wanted to eat. It looks amazing. All blue, big white moon. Blas is in black, and the more I think about it, he kind of disappears into the background, actually, because it's quite dark. I think they need to lighten it up a little bit so he pops out more. It's hard to judge this knowing the backstory, but if I'm being very critical, like in terms of a competition, I do think this feels somewhat forgettable compared to the others. It has a lot of meaning, but I think, for instance, Barbara Pravi's staging really enhances her meaning, whereas this, it's Man Beneath the Moon. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I don't think people will necessarily grasp it, but that doesn't matter, because this is not, that's not why he's here. He's here to have this moment, and he's having his moment. So I don't even want to go into this too much. I'll just say he sounded great. The voice today was on point. I was happy. This is much better than his Telecino performance. This is much better than the other performances we've seen. So well done to him.
I feel like the moon replaces the chandelier from the video. But I feel like the moon represents the circle of life.
Isn't this staging kind of similar to the stage from the final, national final?
It's similar, but the national final was brighter, more orange. The moon was flat, whereas here we have a big old prop. It's like, it's a big old prop.
So I feel like the moon represents the circle of life. Each time the moon, every 29 and a half days, completes a cycle, it represents a different place where the moon is. In its orbit, and I'm so tired. Anyway, so I feel like it represents the circle of life, and we talk about his grandmother, we talk about his father, and he's at a point in life where, with everything that's happened, he's realizing his own mortality, and I just find it incredibly sweet and emotional. And I did before I read the lyrics and before I knew Blas's backstory, so.
There's more to see that can never be seen. More to do that can never be done in the circle of life. And y'all don't know this song?
I'm afraid of lions.
In the circle.
The circle of life.
You know what? When Victoria from Bulgaria is on that rock, which looks like a piece of salmon, I have a feeling she's going to hold up a baby lion and go, whoa. You know how in The Lion King, they've had that noise. At the end of the movie, he goes, one day, you will inherit all of this. And they climb the rock, and it's so emotional. And what's his name?
Mamba.
You know, I went to college with the guy who voiced Simba, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Miss you, hunty. He was the voice of Simba. Mufasa. Mufasa was the daddy. Simba was the baby. Then Simba becomes the king. And he goes, boom. And they hold up the tiger cub. Oh, he's a lion. The lion cub. This isn't a tiger king. He's in jail. He's in jail, the tiger king.
That duck in the water.
I'm talking about the lion king. In any case.
Because the Klingons put her there.
We move on to you, Diego. You were not a fan of Blas Canto before. What about now?
Still the same thing. I'm not a fan of the song. I mean, he's an artist, and he deserves all the respect of the world for his job.
Amen.
Yes. But and every single artist who are participating in this Eurovision, and in every, they deserve respect. They deserve, you know. But I'm not connected to the song at all. I know the story behind, the background of the story. I know it's hard. It's complicated. But it's for me. Honestly, it's just another ballad in Spanish. Like, the thousands and thousands
get of out of our camera screen. You are fired.
Wait a minute. Wait, what's happening? What's happening?
I just fired Diego.
Wait, but does this involve the cameraman? He's peeled over. Are you okay? Are you okay? Sorry.
I'm sorry. When we did the Wooey Jury video, you read the lyrics.
They were beautiful.
To me in English. And I was about to say, you sound like Shakespeare when you said lyrics like this.
Thanks, Bites.
In Spanish, it doesn't sound like this. It is just another ballad.
Is it like... cliche to Colombian ears? Would it be cliche to Spanish ears as well?
It's Spain.
Spanish is such a beautiful, passionate language, right? Not that I speak it, but you're not able to convey messages quite the same way.
Wait, what? Say that again?
People who speak Spanish will tell you, because it is such a passionate language and a romantic language, that it's hard to convey the same message with the same depth when you translate from Spanish.
Oh, you're saying things are lost in translation.
Yes.
Quédate conmigo, quédate conmigo. You knew what I was saying. That was real emotional. I said, stay with me, boo. I said, stay with me.
Leave my mom alone.
You're not real, Ducky. You're not real. Quédate conmigo. Baila la la la. Baila. You want to talk about emotional depth? What's that song by Mirella? Contigo.
Which
one? Mirella. The one who had the knees going like this. Mirella. Mirella.
I don't know.
No, contigo. Baila la la la. Contigo. Baila la la la. No, Mirella. Manel Navarro year. Contigo, baila la la la.
We're talking a Eurovision song. I'm picturing Enrique Iglesias and Contigo.
It was amazing. Oh, yeah. And it has some emotional depth, so I'm just trying to counter Miss Negative Nancy here.
I think the best Spain has sent to Eurovision in the recent years is Pastora Soler.
In another year, that would have won. In another year, that was like...
Exactly.
Iconic. Okay, well, look. We discussed the UK, we discussed Spain, we discussed Italy, we discussed Germany, we discussed France, and we discussed the Netherlands. So we're done.
Yeah.
Do you think any of these songs could finish last at the Eurovision Song Contest 2021? Suzanne.
I need to look at my list again because I'm tired.
Oh, Lord.
It's only six.
There are six countries and I just named them.
Are you going to see the 39?
Remember, all of these go to the final, Suzanne.
Can I go first?
Please, please do.
Spain.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's going to be last. I'm sorry, but today what we saw on his first performance, it wasn't wow. It didn't have the wow factor.
But do you think people, you don't think people will feel emotionally connected to this?
Maybe Spanish people. Maybe people who's related, I don't know, to the language. Maybe people who understands the message. I don't say that people is not going to read the lyrics and they're going to translate, but most of the people are just not going to understand. I mean, I realized the story when I was doing the Wee Jury video.
True.
I didn't knew that about before, and I speak Spanish.
Right.
So...
You do speak Spanish very well.
I'm very good in Spanish.
From Bogota to the world, girl. All right. Suzanne, do you think any of these may fall to last place?
Well, I certainly have the disadvantage of not being heard over and over again like the other songs.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, but to be honest, I think most people who watch Eurovision on the night and vote don't hear the songs before the night. Most people.
Oh.
I mean, we're Looney Tunes. We're like always, we're different.
I'm going to say that if anything, we're going to come in last. It would be Germany or Spain.
Spain was your first.
I
love it.
Yeah, no, fair.
But just listening to the feedback on the live stream, listening to what other people say about it, I love it. So does Ducky do, as he told you earlier.
That duck didn't talk to me.
Uncle William.
Are you're gonna edit all of this, right?
No. It's too late at night to edit all this. Ducky Doo's getting his starring moment. Look, okay, thank you so much for your answer. I don't I don't think the UK is coming last.
I don't either.
I think juries are going to really... A lot of juries will respond to that. I don't think... France could be the winner. Italy could be the winner. So that... The Netherlands, Germany, and Spain. Gosh, they're all so different, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I don't think the Netherlands... Oh. No, I can't speak. Oh, there are things to like about all three of these acts. I want to say that Germany or Spain... Yeah, I agree with you, Suzanne. I think the Netherlands will touch people. I think, because it's in English as well, so people can understand it. I think maybe, if I take your point, Diego, that the Spanish won't translate, so people won't get the meaning unless they're told by the commentators, and we can't be guaranteed the commentators before will say that. If the commentators do say that, I think it'll help. So I hope...
I did not read the lyrics first, and I was so moved by the song.
You were.
So, but I can, just based on all the feedback I'm hearing from... the public, our live stream, and random people, I can see it coming last.
And Germany's a funny one. I do think there will be people who, like, vote for this, because they're like, that's the quirky German guy who's very attractive, very charismatic, very energetic. But I don't know if enough people will vote for that, because that's the kind of song, maybe it comes 11th or 12th in certain countries, but you get no points if you're 11th and 12th. You have to be united.
And shout out to you, Yendrik, for joining our live stream. Thank you for joining.
I was here on your live stream today.
He's been on twice, from what I understand.
What, typing?
Yes. But, I mean, we've been told it's Yendrik. Maybe we should ask him.
You were also told that it was a certain Mike, H-U-N-T's birthday today. And we know that Mike, H-U-N-T, is not a person.
The YouTube name was Mike, H-U-N-T.
We were doing that joke in middle school, babes. I mean, and we went to the same school. So I'm surprised you didn't hear it. In any case... that's what we think. What do you think? Who is your winner of the Big Five plus the Netherlands? Who's going to come out on top? And do you worry that any of these countries will finish near the bottom? Let us know here on WeeWee Blogs.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, follow the live stream during the day. Tune in to Devin and his Open Up Live on Insta at night. And just know we did not do any drugs and we did not have any alcohol. This evening.
Or ever.
My mom drinks sometimes.
Oh my god. It's like the bride of Chucky. Ducky Doo is scary.
Don't forget, this Friday we are going to have the WeeWee Jury scoreboard.
Well, allegedly. Sinan, how is that going, my love?
Hey, cameraman! He's not paying attention to anything.
Please. May 19th, the WeeWee Jump.
It's so soon, and yet it feels so far. We'll see you later.
Bye!